I know who Jesus is. Amen. It's easy for us to go throughout our lives and look at people that we pass on the way to work. We look at people when we're going through Walmart. We look at those people on the side of the roads that are holding signs. Amen. If it wasn't for the Lord, that could have been us. Amen. Amen. One part of the Bible, it talks about how certain people are not to inherit the kingdom of God, and it goes through a list of people who are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. And at the end of it, it says, but such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but you are liberated by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that I know who Jesus is here tonight. Amen. He has touched my life. Amen. When I met Brother Derek, I wasn't too rough, amen, but I ended up being a rough young man, amen, very stubborn in his own will, amen, doing what he wanted to do, and I'm thankful that God came and saved my soul when I was young, amen, 14 years old. Who knows where I would have been, amen, if he didn't come and knock on my heart's door and wash my soul from sin, amen. I'm thankful that I know who Jesus is, amen. I feel like the Lord's given me some direction tonight. Amen. If you would, open up to Exodus chapter 17. Exodus chapter 17. We're going to be reading verses 8 through 16. Exodus chapter 17. Verses 8 through 16. Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 through 16. If you got it, those that are able, let's stand for the reading of God's word. The Bible says, then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will go stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said unto him, and fought with Amalek, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and he took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady till the going down of the sun. Verse 13. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. For I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For he said, because God hath sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Amen. I want to take this text here tonight, and I want to walk through it and discuss to us things that happen in the midst of the battle. Or simply, if I were just to title this, in the midst of the battle. Stretch your hand this way, ask the Lord to help and anoint us here tonight. Everybody praying together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we have to be in your house. Look, brother, all thank you for this privilege. God, I pray, Lord, that if there be anybody that is here in this place, God, that is struggling, Lord, that you encourage them, that you give them strength. Lord, we need you, God, we need you to help us. Oh, God, help us here in this place, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. In the midst of the battle, as Christians, we understand that life is full of trials and tests, storms and battles. There's no way that you can go throughout life without facing some type of adversity. Even if you were not saved, sinners also face hard times in their lives. You can sit there and look at your own life and contemplate things that have happened to you and things that happened to you before you got saved, and you would come to an understanding that everybody has trials and tests in their lives. There are times in our lives where we face multiple difficulties. We will face hard times, times of difficult finances, times of sickness, and then times of sorrow and agony. But can I tell you tonight that not everything that is trying and hard comes against that, and everything that comes against us is an attack from the enemy. I'm going to say that again. Not every time you face a hardship or face a trial, not every time something bad happens to you means that you're in a full-blown war with the devil. Have you ever met somebody who is constantly defeated? Amen. They're the person that when you walk up and ask them how they're doing, you instantly regret it. Amen. Because they start spilling the beans. And man, if you hold your hands out, they'll fill your hands up with beans. Amen. You walk up to them and you say, hey man, how you been? And all of a sudden, they start going on a rant. They say, I've been fighting the devil today. He's been absolutely relentless. I woke up this morning and realized I was late to work because I forgot to plug in my phone last night and my phone died. And as I jumped out of bed to rush and get ready, I stepped on my cat's tail and it scared me half to death. And as I ran into the bathroom to brush my teeth and comb my hair, I stubbed my pinky toe on the laundry basket, and it felt like I was going to die right then and there. It's like my life flashed before my very eyes. It took me 20 minutes to find my keys and get going down the road. And as I'm going down the road, I remembered that I needed to stop off and get some fuel. And that's when my car puttered to a stop because I ran out of gas. I get out my phone to call up my boss just to let him know I was running really behind, just for him to tell me that today was my scheduled day off. It's been absolutely horrible. The devil's been fighting me. He's been coming against me. It seems like it's just one thing right after the other. Can I tell you, friend, not everything that you face in your life, not every hardship that you go through, not every test, not every hard day that you have is an attack from the enemy. But I will say this, there is an enemy that we are fighting. Amen. Sometimes there's these things that we call trials, but in all reality, it's just life happening right before our very eyes. Sometimes things happen to us just simply because we're negligent, because we're not paying attention. Sometimes things happen to us simply because we weren't paying attention, or just because life is happening. You spent too much money and all of a sudden that bill comes out and you ain't got enough money to eat out tomorrow. Amen. That's not an attack from the enemy, but life happens, and it happens to every single one of us. But regardless of the things that we face, spiritual maturity demands that if we could praise God through the good times, that we need to praise God through the bad times. Can you say amen? Amen. Regardless of anything that we face, spiritual maturity demands it. If we praise God on the mountaintop, we are able to praise God through the valley. If we're praising God when we're financially stable, we should be able to praise God when we're not able to meet our bills. Amen. If we can praise Him when He gives to us, we should be able to praise Him when He takes away. That's why Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. This is exactly what Christian maturity demands. It demands that if we praise him on the mountaintop, we should be able to praise him in the valley. But oftentimes as we go throughout life, we start facing trials and facing tests, and all of a sudden everything's doom and gloom, and we're not able to lift our hands and praise the Lord for the fact that we woke up this morning. We're not able to praise the Lord for the fact that we're able to go to a good job where we're getting a paycheck to try to make ends meet. We're not able to praise God for the fact that He's put breath inside of our body. We're able to function. We're not able to praise God for the fact that He's gave us a family and gave us kids. He's gave us a home and a roof above our head. Sometimes when we go throughout trials, we're not able to praise Him for the fact that we've got food on our table and shoes on our feet. My God, help us to understand that if we praise Him in the good times, we need to praise Him through the bad times. We can lift Him up in the good times, but we can also lift Him up and give Him adoration through the bad times. But as we return back to our text here tonight, we just read from the book of Exodus chapter 17 and how Amalek went to war with Israel. And I want to take this portion of scripture and walk through it, breaking it down in different places helping us to get a better understanding of what all happens in the midst or in the middle of a battle. We're going to talk about Amalek and how Christians face Amalek. Then we're going to talk about three things that I believe can help us to be a victor in the battles and the trials that we faced. Number one, we must lift up our hands. Number two, we must sit on the rock. And number three, we must support one another. Amen. Amalek. The Bible tells us that Moses and said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out and fight with Amalek. I wish I could tell you tonight that this walk with God is going to be a field of daisies and it's going to be full of beautiful rays of sunshine. I wish I could tell you that you'll never have a hard time. You'll never face sorrows. You'll never struggle. You'll never know what it's like to go through a hard situation. And you wouldn't know what it would be like to fight, but I would be lying to you. But let me tell you, friend, if you're saved and you've been saved and washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, you have been chosen to fight this war. You've been enlisted in the army of the Lord. You are now a soldier of the cross of Calvary. And it is our duty to fight against the enemy. There is a very real enemy that we have been called to fight against, and there is a warfare that we are called to fight in. Amen. Amen. This world isn't going to be full of wonderful rainbows and sunshine. It's not going to be full of great days. It's not going to be full of the best, most awesome experience that you've ever had in your life. But I can promise you this, there's going to be hard times. There's going to be sorrow. There's going to be pain. There's going to be heartache. But let me tell you, friend, amen, that is the duty of the Christian. We are being fought. We do have an enemy. We do have somebody who doesn't want us to make it over into glory. Amen. It is our duty as soldiers of the cross to fight the enemy and to go to war with our adversary. And yes, we do have an enemy. And yes, we do have an adversary. For the Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The Bible tells us our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. We got an adversary here tonight, church. He's fighting against us. He's conflicting the church. He's bringing an approach against the church. Understand that it is our duty to fight against this adversary. It is our duty to fight against this enemy. It is our duty to try our best to make sure that we're making it on. Amen. It is our duty. You have to understand it is our duty as soldiers of the cross to fight this enemy. We all face Amalek. You can't look at me and say that I haven't faced Amalek because I have. And I can't look at you and say that you haven't fought Amalek because you have. Every single one of us has fought Amalek. Or simply we have fought our enemy. Like I was saying before, not everything that happens to you is from the enemy. But sometimes there are some things that come against us that is an attack or an onslaught from the enemy. Amen. And listen to me. Battles will do one of two things. Either one, it will leave you defeated, driving you away from the Lord. Or number two, it will leave you victorious, drawing you closer to the Lord. There are a few things that I believe that can help us in our endeavor to fight the enemy, making it to where we come out victorious. Amen. Amen. The Bible tells us, if we read just a little bit further, it says, and it came to pass when Moses held up his hands that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hands, Amalek prevailed. Amen. We see here that there's a significance in Moses holding up his hands for something, for some reason. There was something about Moses raising his hands that made it to where Israel was victorious. But as soon as he let down his hands, all of a sudden the enemy started taking some ground. All of a sudden the enemy started winning in that battle. And then you see, whenever someone raises their hands towards God, it shows God that they're surrendering to him. Amen. No matter what happens in this battle, Lord, I surrender. No matter what is taken away from me, Lord, I surrender. No matter how long it takes me to get through this, Lord, I surrender. And we've got to come to the understanding that if we're going to win any battle, if we're going to win any test or any storm that is coming in our lives, we've got to learn to surrender to the Master. Why? Because he knows what he's doing. He knows how to bring us through. He knows how to give us victory. He knows how to give us deliverance. Understand what I'm trying to say. We've got to surrender unto God. We've got to come to the understanding that the only way that we're able to make it through the battle is if we surrender unto God. And yet for some reason, we've got Christians when all of a sudden they start going through the battle, they start going through the test, man, they want to put their hands on it. They want to make sure that it's being controlled the way that they're trying their best to fight it themselves. They're trying their best to manage the situation. They're trying their best to manage the battle. They're trying their best to do everything that they know to do and then to make sure that they're making it. But we've got to understand that it's not by might nor by power, but it's by His Spirit that we're able to make it through. It's not in anything that I can do. It's not in my might. It's not in my power, but it's by His Spirit that I'm able to be a conqueror. Amen. You will find oftentimes people who live defeated lives will often refuse to surrender to God in the battle. Every single time you talk to them, well, the devil's been fighting me today. The devil's been coming against me today. I've been having the hardest month of my life. I've been having the hardest year of my life. Ain't every single one of us had the hardest year of our lives this year? Amen. But when someone surrenders to God, they are drawing closer to God. And when we draw closer to God, He is able to lead us and guide us into victory. Amen. Very easy concept for us to grasp. But for some reason, in the heat of the battle, we forget who our master is. For some reason, in the heat of the battle, we forget, and all of a sudden, we get frantic, and we run in the opposite direction, say, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to seek this counsel, I've got to do this, I've got to go this way. But in all reality, if we just surrender to God, He can take us through it. Amen. We must lift up our hands and surrender to God. Number two, we must sit on the rock. The Bible says, but Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. I want us to understand something tonight. There's a significance in the fact that Moses sat upon a stone. See, oftentimes, whenever the Israelites were delivered by God out of the hands of the enemy, they would take a stone or several stones and they would build an altar as a memorial or as a landmark. That way, when someone passed by that way, they would be able to see that someone has won a victory here in this spot. Specifically, when certain individuals would have a breakthrough with God, they would use a stone or they would use several stones to build a place of remembrance. See, I want us to understand that Moses wasn't just sitting on a rock, but Moses was sitting upon the testimony of past victories. As he sat there on that stone, he remembered the time where God delivered the Israelites out of the land of Egypt. As he sat on that stone, he started remembering when he was stuck between the Red Sea and the Egyptians and how God came and parted the Red Sea. Amen. He remembered when they were hungry and God fed them manna from heaven. He remembered when they were thirsty and He struck a rock and God gave them water to drink. Understand what I'm trying to say. We are made overcomers by the word of our testimony. We can look back in our lives and understand that God, He delivered me then. He can deliver me now. He helped me then. He can help me. Glory to God. Help us to understand this tonight. If He helped me back in the day, He can help me now. You've moved for me before. You can move for me now. God, help us to understand that we can sit on our past victories. Amen. Amen. We can sit on our past victories. We can look back at the times. I remember when I was younger and I needed God to move for me. I was only like 15, 16 years old. And I was praying, God, I need You to move for me in my life. I need You to move for me. And all of a sudden, God moved. He's the same God that moved for me then as He is to me now. He's gotten better through the years. Let me tell you, if He delivered me when I was that young, He can deliver me here and this day and hour. And same for you. And same for you. But for some reason, in the heat of the battle, we forget everything that God's ever done for us. And it's almost as if God's hands are tied and He can't deliver us out of it. Amen. Listen, He has delivered us before. He can deliver us now. Sit on that. Remember it. Look back in your life at the times where God's moved for you in miraculous ways. I mean, let me tell you, friend, I mean, I've told it here before, maybe at the March meeting, I'm not exactly sure, but I do remember telling it here. Amen. How God has moved for us in our finances, and how when my truck, when my car went out and we had to put it in the shop and it cost so much money, and I went to pray and ask God to help us because we didn't have a lick of nothing. Just move up to Ohio, man. We just got an apartment, bought a couch, spent my whole paycheck on that couch. Bless God. It was ridiculous. But anyway, I went down to pray and say, God, I moved up here in your will. I moved up here because I know that you led me. And all of a sudden that next day, I remember going and checking the mail, not expecting it. And I pull out the exact amount that I needed, amen, in order to pay for my car's messed up. But let me tell you, friend, I can look back at those times and say, God took care of me and my finances then. And I know he'll take care of me now. God helped me in my marriage back in the day. And I know if something happens in the future, God will help me then. Let me tell you what I'm trying to say. We've got to sit on our fast testimonies. We've got to sit on the things that has happened to us in our past and never forget what God has done. Number three, we must support one another.
Let me tell you, when you're bald,
sweat doesn't know where to go, and it just goes wherever. Amen. We must support one another. The Bible says, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun.
Brother Shane, put on your mask. Come stand here in the middle. Matt, put on your mask. Trying to work by the you don't have a mask. You can help me out.
I'm trying to follow the guidelines here. Amen. It is absolutely imperative that we come to the understanding that we've got to support one another. Now, y'all just stand here for a little bit. Listen, the Bible tells us to bear ye one another's burdens. That's our job. And in doing so, you fulfill the law of Christ. It is our job to bear one another's burdens. That means if you have a hard time, I'm to bear your burdens. Now, he's got a responsibility to bear his own burdens. He's got a responsibility to take care of his wife. He's got a responsibility to make sure, amen, that he's reading and praying and doing what he needs to do. But when push comes to shove, it's my duty to get in and bear his burdens.
Amen? Listen, this is what it looked like. He's sitting on the rock. He's got his hands up. He's surrendering to God. He's saying, I don't care what happens. I don't care what happens. You're still God. You're still going to move for us. You're still going to prevail. You're still going to be God regardless. And he's sitting on the rock. I don't have a rock. And I'm not going to make you squat. We're not going to do that. But he's sitting on the rock, or simply what he's doing is he's remembering the things that has happened to him in times past and how God has delivered him time and time and time again and how God moved for him in miraculous ways. Now, you're Moses. All right? You want to be her? I'm not her. I'm preaching.
I'll be her.
You're her. And he's got Aaron and Hur on the left and on the right. And what they're doing is they're holding up their hands. And I understand this looks real simple. And I understand that it looks kind of, you know, just we're just lifting up his hands. It doesn't really look like we're doing much. But in all reality, when I put my hand on his arm, I'm showing him, I'm here for you, brother. I don't care what happens to you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to pick you up in your sorrow. I'm going to pick you up in your trials. I don't care what battles you go through. I don't care how hot it gets. You're not going to die here. We're going to go on. We're going to push on. You're supporting each other.
You're bearing one another's burdens. And let me tell you, friend, that's exactly what we've got to do in times of sorrow and times of grieving and times where we need one another. We've got to reach out and say, I'm here for you, friend. I'm here for you, brother. I'm praying for you. God's going to move on your behalf, giving counsel whenever you're able to. Amen.
Supporting one another. Amen. Please be seated. It's easy, Brother Ryan, to go through hard times. Get put on the wayside. Feel like no one wants to be there for you. I'm here for you, friend. I'm here for you. I don't care how alone you feel. I don't care what this pandemic's done. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. I mean that. I don't care what's happening, y'all. I'm here for you. I'm your friend. You can call me whenever you need help. Brother Derek, you've been there for me. I'm going to be there for you. If there's ever been a time that you need and call and get my counsel, feel free.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
All the time, call him up. Do you understand what I'm trying to say, Brother Matt? You're a young minister. And if you ever need any help, I'm just a phone call away. I'm praying for you. I'm here for you. Man, I understand that that doesn't take the battle away, but man, it sure makes it easier to face my battle. Let me tell you, friend, if you were standing in front of hell all by yourself, man, it'd be get kind of scary. Man, I'm just standing here all by, but if all of a sudden you had an army come up behind you and say, I will charge hell with a water gun, I'll make sure that we're going forward. You're not going to die here. You're going to push forward. We're here for you. We're backing you up. No matter what happens to you in your life, I'm here for you. That's what we need to do. We need to support one another. We need to hold each other up in prayer. We need to tell each other that we love each other and we're there for one another.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Y'all got a maze up here. A little bit of help goes such a long way. There was a time where I was having a horrible mind battle. There was things I was in deciding ground. I'm not going to tell you what was going on. But I was in deciding ground. I was choosing. I didn't know exactly what to do. I was trying to follow the will of God, but I had people talking in my ear. And I was able to call up Brother Derek. And I was able to call up Brother Shane. And they supported me. They didn't give me direction. They didn't say, well, I think you should. They gave me sound counsel. And they supported me. And man, it has made the world of difference in my life. It has made the world of difference in my life. Amen. Because I knew I didn't have to go through it by myself. And I knew that I had some friends that were supporting me, that were backing me up, and that were praying for me. It made a world of difference. Amen. When you support someone, you're encouraging them, and you're telling them that you are with them, and that they're not alone. As my wife comes to the piano, listen. I don't know. That's not my wife. That's Brother Derek's wife. Making that loud and clear. I don't know what this church is going through. I don't know any individual's story. You may not be going through a storm right now, and that's fine, and I'm happy for it. But would to God that you would be able to get this message down in your soul for the next battle that you face. I've seen all too many Christians get sidetracked, get messed up because of a hard time, backslidden, simply because they got messed up in the middle of the battle.
We're fighting, church. We're fighting. It's a war. Just because you had a hard day doesn't mean it was from the enemy. But there are times where the enemy does come against us.
There are times where there's an onslaught from the enemy. We've got to make sure that we, number one, surrender to God. Number two, we remember the times where God's delivered us before. And number three, support one another. If everybody would stand, I know we're praying differently now. If there's anybody in here tonight that is going through a hard time, whether it be a mind battle, whether it be you're dealing with things at your work, whether it be you're dealing with things in your marriage, whether it be so quiet that not even your spouse knows about it, let me tell you, friend, you can have victory. You can have victory. See, I've done read the book. And we come out victorious. If you would but all just surrender to God. Give Him all of your burdens. Give Him all of your cares. If you're going through a hard time, you can have victory tonight. I'm not saying your problem will go away. I'm not saying that the trial that you're going through is going to vanish just like that. But man, you can face that enemy with a skip and a jump. God's going to bring me through it. Let's find a place to pray. Let's go ahead and turn around in our seats and find a place to pray.